Move over to prayer of thanksgiving. If you have your Bible handy, turn to Psalm 100, verse 4.
Okay, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and praise his name.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. A biblical definition of thanksgiving means devotion, sacrifice, praise, or an offering. You can talk a lot about thanksgiving, but the reality of it is are you thankful? Are you thankful with God, or for you thankful for the way that God has moved you in life? Are you thankful for the way that God is moving a loved one in life? Are you thankful for with God for the way that he's directing your path?
Are you thankful for the trials?
Are you thankful
because
for the trials?
Here is Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things to
mm-hmm.
God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All things.
Good and bad.
Right. Because those trials are shaping you, actually.
Amen.
You need those trials. There's something there that you need to go through so you can grow from it.
Amen.
But you also need to be thankful during that, when things aren't so pleasant.
Amen. In a prayerful state, in your communication, in your conversations with God, because remember, that's really what praying is. It's just having a conversation with God. You're just talking to him. You're just speaking to him like you would speak to your best friend. You're just, you know, telling him things that you're thankful for. An attitude of thanksgiving, you know, it shows God that you don't take anything for granted. You know, you understand that on the best day, we're still looking up to him. On your very best day.
Yeah, there's scriptures that say you're still in filthy rags on your best day.
Mm-hmm. You're still in filthy rags. So on our best day, you know, we come to God with an attitude of thanksgiving. But even on our worst day, you know, like Salithia just said, on our worst day, you know, when we went out to start the car in the morning and the battery was dead, you got the car jumped and you realized the tire was flat. Then you changed the tire and you got to the corner and you ran out of gas. That's a pretty bad morning, right? And how many of us with honesty would be thanking God at that point?
Where I am now on my walk, I would be able to look at that and say, thank you, Jesus, because I can still praise you right now. I'm not angry. I didn't blow my top. And when you can still obey him in all situations,
amen,
then that's when you get elevated.
Amen.
In Christ. So it's a whole different perspective than, you know, what I used to, what I would have said before. But when you're meant to just, I'll just put it this way, you obey through the trial.
Amen.
You obey the word through the vest. You obey the word through the trial. You just obey the word, which is rejoice in all things, be thankful in all things, say hallelujah. You know, when somebody stole something, say hallelujah. What did Jesus say when somebody takes? Because he says the opposite of what we think, if you're thinking carnally. You know, somebody takes something from you, give them something else. Most people would say, no, that ain't right. They took, well, whatever, whatever. They going to give it back. No, that's not what the word says. So it takes some growing for sure, but it's your opportunity when the trials happen or when the things happen that weren't right, that you can still, you know, lift him up and still obey the word.